You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Amara Gay. And life and loss. We're going to break down that thing called hurt and pain. And of course, we're going to shed some light on being a bomb.
Listen up.
There is a thing called education. That's where you're entertained and educated at the exact same time. Kind of like what I call being inspired and motivated. And of course, I call that motivation.
Lean in. Listen up now. OMG, OMG, OMG. Welcome to OMG. It's the O Mara Gayle Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mara Gayle, actress, author, evangelist, and co-producer, co-writer, co-star of the award-winning docudramedy STEM, The Movement. And you know what I love to do? I love to help people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened and when views are enlarged. I understand you have more angles to get a better vantage point so that you can make informed decisions. I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. And so tonight's show is entitled Open Air. That's where I inhale in and exhale out the things that are on my mind and heart. And tonight's focus is going to be about the C word. The C word can stand for cancer, the concerns of cancer, as well as the courage it takes to overcome the dis-ease. And I want to start off the conversation by sharing with you guys how on this past Tuesday, just 2 days ago, I got a phone call from a friend who said that her daughter had been diagnosed with cancer. I had been praying with her. Her daughter had an irregular mammogram, and then she ended up getting a biopsy, and it did show cancer. And so when she went in on Tuesday, the doctor informed her that not only did she have to have surgery, a mastectomy, but she also is going to have to undergo radiation and chemotherapy. This has been one of the situations and diagnoses a lot of people have been facing. And also on Tuesday, I had another friend who actually was undergoing a mastectomy. She underwent a mastectomy on this past Tuesday as well. And so this topic is something that I believe we need to talk about, not just breast cancer, which is what I just referenced, but also cancer in general. And the reason it's so important that we go and get our exams and that we encourage the men in our life, if you're a woman, to go and get a prostate exam as well as other exams. And then, more importantly, to look for anything that seems abnormal, anything that seems out of order. It's the least we can do to ensure that we are in our best health. And there's a couple of things that I want to kind of unpack and talk about today. First of all, one of my sisters, my half-sister, succumbed to the disease about 5 years ago. Her name was Faith, and it started with breast cancer, and then it spread to her lungs and eventually to her bones. It metastasized. But what was so awesome about my late sister, Faye, is that her sense of humor was bigger than life, and her optimism was absolutely contagious. I wish I could, I wish you would have had an opportunity to meet her, because she was one of the most positive, optimistic people that I've known. And so when she lost her battle to cancer, it was an extremely challenging time, but because of her outlook and the way she viewed life and purpose, tears didn't last for long. And so one of the topics that I'd like to share or unpack or discuss tonight is how to carry grief gracefully. I believe we all have challenges and obstacles and problems that we encounter, experience, and or go through. But how we handle those challenges sometime will help determine the outcome. I believe my sister lived as long as she did, having battled it time after time after time, because she minimized her stress and she had an extremely positive, optimistic outlook. Now, that's not the only thing that will help prolong your life, but I'm pretty sure that that's one of the reasons that her battle, it lasted a long time, but she was going in and out of remission. So that's one of the things that I want to talk about, is how we need to manage stress, for example. Stress is a killer. It just is. And unfortunately, we don't always look at all the areas in which stress impedes or attacks our life and our body. There are different ways that we can manage stress, but there are several things that have been causing cancer rates to go up. There are also several things that we can do today and now to help prevent cancer, or at least keep the cancer cells that are in our body at bay. I'm not sure if everybody who's watching this is aware, but all of us have some cancer cells in our body. All of us have cancer cells in our body. And what we feed and fuel our body with will determine if those cancer cells will grow. Now, sometimes the cancer cells grow because of what we eat. Sometimes the cancer cells will grow because of toxins that we are around every day. And sometimes the cancer cells will grow because of stress. And sometimes we are predisposed to cancer. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight, because my late half-sister passed away from cancer, I found out that on my mom's side, that particular gene isn't prevalent. That's not one of the things that our family struggle with on my mom's side. And so that was of comfort to me. But there are also things that I started to do. I started to decrease the amount of sugar intake. I started to make sure that I got plenty of rest. I try to get a minimum of seven hours of sleep a night, 7 to 8 hours, so that I can fully rest my body and allow it to rejuvenate itself. I also try to take in more fruits and more vegetables. I decrease the amount of salt that I'm eating. I try to not eat processed food. I'm not always able to avoid that, but I really try to minimize the amount of processed food. I cook every single day. I cook every single day that I'm in my home. And most of the times that's 2 to 3 meals a day. And other times it's not as many as 2 to 3 meals a day. But that's one of the things, or those are some of the things that any of you listening under the sound of my voice can implement and start today. So on Tuesday, when I shared with you that one of my girlfriends went in to get a mastectomy, about 2 months ago, I made a commitment with her. And I told her that I would commit with her for as long as she was attempting to do a holistic treatment for battling what was zero stage cancer at the time. I gave up coffee and I gave up sweets for the entire 2 months that she had given this holistic approach a try, a shot. And it was with great joy that I was able to walk with her on that journey, and that I was able to partner with her and remind her that, A, she wasn't alone, and that, B, we can do this. Because we can give up anything. I mean, the reality is it was a small sacrifice for me to do for a friend. Solidarity will cut off their hair or shave off their hair. I knew that probably wouldn't be one of the things that I could do, but the thing that I could do was give up coffee and give up sleep. And I did for the entire time. And I was grateful, like I said, to be in a position to do that. But one of the other things that I want to talk about tonight is the statistics of cancer. You know, the National Cancer Society, the statistics on cancer is staggering. They estimate in 2018 that 1,735,350 new cases of cancer will be diagnosed in the United States alone, and 609,640 people will die from the disease. Something's wrong with that. Something's wrong with that because I don't know if you guys remember, but when I was a kid, I don't recall there being neighbors and friends with cancer. I don't remember going to school and having my classmates when I went to high school. That was not a part of the general conversation. My friends in high school weren't diagnosed with cancer. I wasn't getting phone calls from people's parents saying their child has cancer. When I went to college, that wasn't even the case. People weren't talking about cancer the way they are now. People weren't dying from cancer the way they are now. It wasn't as prevalent. It's as if one out of two people are going to be diagnosed with cancer. Those are some of the stats that I've been reading. And it is blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind for a couple of reasons. One out of two people? I then have to think, me or one of my friends or a family member, and I'm sure you guys are dealing with the same thing. Those are staggering numbers, and they could really cause you to go deep inside and be depressed or be worried. But I want to share with you, there are things that we can do on a daily basis to decrease the amount of stress in our life, to take a moment and breathe and take in gratitude and be thankful for the things that we have control over, to make healthier choices. You know, sometimes people will say, well, Mara, you know, eating organic or eating healthier costs a lot of money. You're absolutely right. It does cost more to eat healthy than it does to grab some chips or grab some processed food. And it does take more time to cook healthy food than it does to microwave a frozen dinner. But I would like to ask a question. Would you rather pay on the front end or pay on the back end with hospital bills? Because I promise you, there's somebody that's profiting off of cancer. There are corporations and companies that are. In the day when cigarettes were banned from television, the tobacco industry started buying up major companies. Philip Morris, all of them, they started buying up Kraft Food. They started buying up, it's another food company. I can't think of it at this moment. But they started buying up these big food companies because they took all the profits from the cigarette and tobacco industry and they dumped it into these corporations that then made your food, our food. So they went from one addiction in the cigarette and tobacco industry to another addiction, making us addicted to the salt in the chips and the processed ingredients in our food and sodas, et cetera. I don't drink soda, and I'm so glad I don't drink soda, and I'm not a smoker. These are not my vices, but I'm sharing that with you to get you to think about the connection between a company that created products that caused people to be addicted. The government had to step in and have them label their cigarettes saying smoking will kill you, and those same companies purchasing major food corporations in order to further continue addictive behavior as well as addictive ingredients. It's not an accident, as well as those major corporations were then the people who had the contracts for the prison food, for the school system food, and for the hospital food. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if the person who creates addictive things in cigarettes then buys our food company and then gets the contracts for the hospitals, the school system, and the prisons, that they have a through line to poison or to cause people to be addicted to different products. So when I come back on the other side, I want us to kind of talk about it. If you've got a question, if you'd like to remember someone you love who has battled with cancer or is battling with cancer, if you have a testimony or a story that you'd like to share, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like you to call in at 347-324-5246. The number again is 347-324-5246. Press the number 1 and we will welcome you into the green room. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. You don't
know what. Knowing your breasts can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I'm Maura Gale, the host of OMG, the O Maura Gale radio show, and we want to hear from you. If you have a testimony of your situation with cancer or of a family member or a loved one, you want to share their story or their testimony, we want to hear from you. The phone number to call is 347-324-5246. Welcome, everyone, to the show. I've been talking about cancer, some of the effects of cancer. I also shared a little bit earlier how I had a half-sister pass away from cancer. It was breast cancer. It went to her lungs. It metastasized. It was in her bones. But how she fought the fight valiantly, how she carried grief gracefully. You know, there are different ways for us to handle the obstacles that come up in our life. And some of our obstacles have nothing to do with life or death, They're a little storm or a sprinkle or a shower. And how we handle those, to me, is how we show God that we're maturing. Because spiritual maturity has absolutely zero to do with how old you are or how long you've been in church. Spiritual maturity is determined by how you handle the oppositions, disappointments, and challenges in your life. And one of the things you've heard me say many a times, and it bears repeating, is the word talks about counting it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. And the only way you can count it all joy is by adding something to you in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the challenge. And so I like to say that when I'm in a storm, I get to add a different trust in Daddy, a different faith in God, a different belief in his strength in me when I am weak. And so that's a part of how you get an opportunity to add to you, to count, I should say, it all joy. Count is an addition. And so when you fall into diverse temptation, when you have a challenging or a frustrating situation, you get to add something to you. And so tonight we've been talking about cancer, and if you have a story, a testimony, or something you'd like to share in under the topic of cancer, be it you had a scare. I remember 3 years ago, I went in for my regularly scheduled mammogram, and for the first time, it was irregular. I didn't know what that meant because I had never had an irregular mammogram. So they told me I had to come back in and do another test, told me, you know, don't be alarmed. But what I realized while waiting for the next appointment was the year before that irregular mammogram, I had went in and had a regular mammogram, one, you know, that they pancake you. The ladies know what I'm talking about. Well, this last mammogram, they did like multiple digital images. It was like a camera that did a 360-degree view of the breast. And so it was considered irregular because once you had one view of the breast or two views, and then you go and you get a 360-degree view, of course it's going to be different. One slide is going to show something and the other slide is going to give a different kind of a view. So, of course, I went in and they explained that to me and the mammogram ended up checking out. But I'm mentioning that because how many people aren't aware that because you did a 2D mammogram versus a 3D mammogram scan, that your results can be irregular. The fear that may set up inside of you. Those are some of the things, some of the challenges that we have to deal with. So a part of what I believe we as women need to do is, of course, go and get our mammograms, encourage somebody to do self-breast exams. That's another challenge. A lot of people do not seem to do self-exam. I think it would be foolish to not know what your body is dealing with or what's growing in your body. You know, I was watching, I posted it actually on my Facebook page. I was watching, I think it was Good Morning America, and they did a story where a guy, he was a doctor, an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat surgeon, happened to be watching like a house hunter show on HGTV. He was watching HGTV. And while he was watching the show, he happened to see a suspicious growth on a woman's throat. It was on her thyroid. While he's watching TV, he sees this suspicious growth on this woman's throat. And when he saw it, he ended up posting on Facebook saying, "Hey, I'm watching this HGTV show, and I happen to notice a suspicious growth on a woman's thyroid. If you know her or if you can contact her," because he didn't know her name, he says, "let her know she needs to go to the doctor and she needs to have a biopsy done with a," I believe he called it a pen thin needle. Anyway, someone saw it on Facebook. The mother of someone of the young lady's friend, can he get in touch with them? This is what's so interesting. The young lady who had the growth on her thyroid had just overcome, I'm going to butcher the name, glastomy cancer. I can't think of it. It's the one on the brain. She had just finished her treatment for that cancer and had just gotten over it. It was less than a year, and here it was, a knot, a lump, and a growth on her thyroid. And had this doctor, this ENT, not been watching HGTV, this woman wouldn't have known that this growth on her thyroid was cancerous. That's how important it is that we notice any change or difference or knot or lumps in our body. You know, I also had a cousin, you know, one of my cousins, Brenda Davis, just shared with me and reminded me of how her sister, my cousin, we call her Dean, is not a respecter of person. It doesn't discriminate. It will come for you, and how you respond to it, react to it, battle it, could be the difference between life or death. So for the men out there listening, make sure your wives are checking, are doing self-exams. Heck, help them do the self-exams. If you're married, help them. Make it into something that can be fun instead of something that's scary. But women, be sure to do it. And it's usually, they say, right after your cycle, if you still have that, do it while you're in the shower so that you can make sure you do it. But it doesn't matter when. Just do it. Men, be sure to get your prostate checked out. I know it seems uncomfortable, just like our mammograms seem uncomfortable, but it's necessary. There are life-saving techniques that have been put in place to help us fight this disease. And we also know that African Americans are passing away or being diagnosed with cancer at an alarming rate. And half of that is because a lot of the research that's being done has not been targeted specifically for people of color. Although I believe they're making some strides, they're not going as far as you know, most people believe they should. So we have to be vigilant over our own body. We have to make sure that we're putting the right things in. And then one of the other things that I told you guys I would touch on, not just nutrition and eating things that don't have chemicals and pesticides, try to eat organic if you can, but also, you know, I talked to you about stress and minimizing stress, finding a quiet space, meditate if you can. I pray and I meditate. Find a way to center yourself and to ward off stress. So nutrition, stress, rest, try to sleep 6 to 7 or 6 to 8 hours. I try to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. Know your body. Look for the abnormalities. If you feel a lump, if you see a suspicious mole, if you see a growth on your body, be sure to look at it. I would rather you be safe than sorry. I would rather you find out, or us find out, that it's a stage one than it's a, rather than finding out it's a stage four because we never went to see about it. So those are some of the things that we can do to be proactive about it. Cancer is a tough conversation. It's a tough conversation for a lot of reasons. One, it's scary. Two, most of us know someone who has passed away from this particular disease, whether it be breast cancer, lung cancer, stomach cancer, prostate cancer, brain cancer, or some skin cancer or some other form of cancer. It has become the boogeyman in the room. It has become the thing that nobody even likes to talk about. We have deduced it to the C word because it sets up a fear like none other. But I want to encourage you, if you know somebody who's struggling with cancer, if you know someone who hasn't had a mammogram in a long time, encourage them to go and get a mammogram. If you know someone who's struggling with it right now, find out how you can best support them. That may be sitting with them. That may be calling them to pray for them. That may be bringing them some food. You know, it's really a challenge once you've had a mastectomy, the amount of the lack of mobility means that somebody needs to kind of help cook a meal, you know, bring some food by, volunteer to do laundry for the person, volunteer to go over and wash their dishes or whatever. There are things that we can do to make their battle, their journey, their healing a little bit easier. I hate the fact that I have cousins and sister, a half-sister who passed away from it, and I have friends who are battling it right now. I dislike that. But what I do know is I can be there for them as best I can. I can call. I can encourage them. I can volunteer to serve them. I can go over and cook for them or wash their dishes. Cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence, and it doesn't have to cause you to go into complete isolation. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back on the other side, if you would like prayer, if you would like me to pray for you, I'd be more than willing to. If you know someone who has battled cancer, or if you have battled cancer and you'd like to call in with Imoni and share it in order to encourage our listeners, our lines are open. The phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1. Again, that number is 347-324-5246. Press 1, and you'll be entered into the queue. I'll be right back after this very short break.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to OMG. My name is Mara Gale. It's the O Mara Gale Radio Show. And we've been discussing a heavy topic tonight, the topic of cancer, the C word. And I like to say the C word stands for cancer, concern, or courage. Because at one point or another, either we have had a concern about cancer or we have had concern for a friend or a loved one about cancer. And then it also stands for courage because you have to be courageous when you fight that fight. You have to be courageous when you choose to stand with someone who's battling that fight. And so on tonight, as I've shared with you guys, if there's a prayer request, I'd like to pray for you. If you have a testimony or a story you'd like to share of an experience, a personal and family member's experience, I'd like to hear from you. I'm going to give the number one more time. The phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1. That's 347-324-5246. Press 1. You'll be entered into queue. If I do not have anyone that's interested in coming on with a testimony, I want to go ahead and pray for anyone out there right now who is currently dealing with any form of cancer, because it's, even though this is October and it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there are tons of other cancers that are just running rampant today. And so I'd like to go ahead and take a moment to pray for anyone who's battling with cancer in the healing process, either have had a mastectomy, who are undergoing radiation or chemotherapy, or have recently been diagnosed and you haven't even began the treatment. I would like to pray for you. So if you would be so kind, those that are listening right now, if you would share this video, I want to make sure that it reaches everyone who's currently battling, dealing with, or vacillating between how their treatment is going to be or which direction to go. I want you to push share right now so that this prayer can go out and we can arrest the airwaves and speak hope and light to what sounds like a death sentence, which is not. So if you would be so kind as to share this prayer that I'm about to pray for anyone who is currently dealing with cancer, all types of cancer, I'd greatly appreciate it. And I thank you in advance for sharing this prayer with your network. Take a moment and just press share. Heavenly Father, I bless you. I praise you. I thank you. I worship you. I magnify your holy name. Lord God, I ask you for forgiveness for anything I didn't do that you desired me to do, for things I didn't say that you wanted to use my mouth as your mouthpiece to speak, for any thoughts that I had that were out of line with something that you would have desired for my life. Lord God, I ask you to forgive me that my prayers would not be hindered, and I ask you to season my words and my mind with your spirit. Lord God, I am praying for those who are currently battling cancer, those who are in the process of being diagnosed with cancer, those who may have visited a doctor and have an irregular exam come up, or those that have a biopsy that they're waiting for the results from to return. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would make the crooked places straight. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would arrest the cancer cells at the very root of where they lie. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give doctors supernatural wisdom, supernatural vision, supernatural understanding beyond their medical degrees and beyond their education, and cause them to go directly to the root, to the source of the cancer cell. Rip it out, get it out of the body in the name of Jesus, so that the body, the human body, can heal appropriately. I pray in the name of Jesus you will give those who's struggling with the dis-ease right now, Lord God, wisdom and understanding and knowledge to begin to fuel their body with what it needs, Lord God, to counteract cancer in the name of Jesus. I pray you would give us wisdom, Lord God, and guidance and understanding for choices, even in the grocery stores and the food markets, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus for quick and rapid healing in the name of Jesus for those that have undergone mastectomy. My friend who I just spoke about, who underwent a mastectomy on this past Tuesday, I pray in the name of Jesus you would heal her body. I pray and command her body to line up with your perfect word of God. By your stripes, she is healed, and I see her healed in the name of Jesus. For the friend who called me and said her daughter was diagnosed after a biopsy with cancer, I pray in the name of Jesus for a peace that surpasses her understanding to guard her heart and her mind through Christ Jesus as she begins this fight. I pray in the name of Jesus for all the men who are diagnosed and would be diagnosed in this season, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you would be their peace, Lord, their shalom in the name of Jesus, that you would step in, Father God, and allow your Holy Spirit to give them a peace that surpasses their understanding, and allow that peace to guard their heart and their mind. I pray in the name of Jesus that your courage and your strength would be theirs in this hour. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that women will discover a spirit of boldness to ask their husbands and the men who matter in their lives to go and have exams. And I pray that men will get a spirit of boldness to ask the women who are in their lives to go and get an exam. I pray that you would give us vision to see changes in our body, lumps or bumps or moles that are suspicious in the name of Jesus, that you would give us wisdom to be able to identify them and then go and seek help in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus against the wickedness that is running rampant. Cancer, we serve you notice. Enemy, you must flee in the name of Jesus. Loose our people in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus for healing, for your medicinal ability to just permeate the atmosphere and rest on those who are bound right now with the dis-ease called cancer. I pray in the name of Jesus for those who have buried a loved one. Father God, calm. Lord, soothe, comfort in the name of Jesus. Those that have buried a loved one. I also had an auntie who passed away from the deadly disease. I pray in the name of Jesus for the daughters, the sisters, the spouses, the children who are left after the loved one has passed away from cancer. I pray that you would comfort those children, those husbands, those cousins, those siblings, those parents who have lost their children to the deadly disease. I pray you would give them a peace that surpasses their understanding and allow that peace to guard their heart and their mind. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will begin to have the wisdom to take care of our temple, that we would put in it what it needs to flourish and to move and to live the way that you designed it to be. I pray in the name of Jesus we would reach for the healthy choice, the healthy alternative, that we would decrease the sugar content and decrease the salt and decrease the stress in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we would do those things to prevent cancer from running rampant in our body. I bless your name, Lord God, for what you're going to do. I bless your name for the healing that's going forward. I bless your name for the going over into the airwaves and comforting those that have lost relatives, cousins, sisters, brothers, children, and parents. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us wisdom, Lord God, to attack this before it even gets to us, before the cancer cells that are already in our body begin to grow. I pray in the name of Jesus we stamp it out, we keep it at bay, and that it does not grow. And I pray in the name of Jesus those that have been diagnosed, Father God, that you be their peacemaker, that you be their comforter, that you be their hope in the midst of, that you be their reminder, that they would turn to your word and your will, Lord God, and see that you are able to do anything but fail. I bless your name. I praise you. I thank you. I exalt you. I glorify you. You are so worthy, and beside you there is truly none other. It is in Jesus' name that I say and decree this prayer and say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I hope you were encouraged by the show tonight. Praise the Lord. One of my sisters, Angie, said that she has been healed of breast cancer 10 years ago. She had cancer, and I bless the Lord for 10 years. It has been out of her system, and we thank the Lord for that praise report. I thank the Lord for all of those that have tuned in today. I pray that there was something that was said or shared, or that the prayer touched you in some kind of way. And I also just ask that you share this message. It is October. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but any day, 365 days, is a good time to be aware of cancer and the tricks of the enemy coming to steal, kill, and destroy your life. But we have been given a hope. We have been given a healer. We have had a son called Jesus the Christ that died on a cross for our sicknesses, our infirmities, and our iniquities. And I bless the Lord that all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus, and God will hear our prayer and he will answer them. Be encouraged, be blessed, be inspired, and most of all, be a good friend to someone who is in need. If you know anyone who is struggling with going to get a mammogram, if you know anyone who has been delayed or tardy about doing self-exams, if you know any male who hasn't gone in to have a prostate exam or a colonoscopy, encourage them. Be their advocate. Be their Barnabas. Be their encourager and beseech them. That's to beg them to go in and get the proper exam. And if you have seen a unique growth or an unfamiliar growth or a mole that's shaped in an unsmooth fashion, go see your doctor. Go see a health care professional and make sure that it is nothing. I'd rather you spend $25 or $50 to find out that it is nothing than to spend $50,000 or $75,000 trying to battle that something. Be encouraged, be inspired, be equipped, and know that I love you, and I pray God's tremendous blessings upon you, your life, your family life, and any and everyone in your sphere of influence. Be encouraged. God bless you. Bye.
Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to, so we want you to set your dial to OMG on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Oh.